With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello there. It's Paddy here from Podshambles. Got a really special treat this week. I'm just heading into our living room because Laurie tells me he's writing a new theme tune to replace the old guitar juggity-juggity thing. So we're just going to go into the living room now. And here we go. Oh, you're doing it. You're doing it.
Yeah, man, join it.
Okay, right. Here I come.
Listen to it now. It's on your iPod and the radio.
Right.
With Paddy and Laurie. Look, there's Flack and the Dwarf and some other ones. Like there's Bob Racer too, and then there's Paddy and Laurie. Put shambles.
Right, okay. Certainly louder than the last one.
Salmon and the other ones too on the Bob Shambles. And then break it down. Break it down.
Oh,
yeah, break it down.
We have a breakdown.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, Paddy and Laurie on the Podshambles Airways. Doing Paddy and Laurie, doing the Podshambles.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, doing Podshambles. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Podshambles. Ooh, eh, Podshambles. Yeah.
Ooh. Wow, I mean, it's... Yeah. Oh, it's not over. Okay. Oh. What? Oh, good, it's...
The radio.
It's back.
We're back for more, motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Podshambles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the key keeps changing, and I'm not...
Here we go.
Good work, man.
And there we go. And then there's also a feature where we read emails and listeners and in on this.
I mean, it's fun. Right, I'm just gonna get out of here. Oh, holy mother of Christ, that was... Right, hang on. I'm gonna make a call. Hello, Jerry. Yeah, no, it's Paddy. Yeah. Not gonna work, mate. Yeah, no, I've just heard it. I mean, it's a fucking shambles, let me be honest. Yeah, no, we should just stick to the old one.
Didn't agree on that.
Oh my god.
Podshambles.
Podshambles.
Nice.
Every great story needs a hero. And every hero comes from small beginnings. And some heroes are strong. Some are clever, some are fast, some are sharp. But our hero is Laurie.
How are you doing?
What's this?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a long story.
Is it?
So, my son, he's like you. He's got a couple more of these, these legs you've got.
Who's this fun
and
character?
I told you.
What's your name?
Boy, he said, what you want to do, Dad? You want to get yourself one of them lungs, right? It's mostly tar.
Yeah.
Right? It's just sits right in here. It's a cropper. Good one. Right, I got it. And what I did, I put it in.
Right.
And it helped me.
Oh, great.
Helped me make a lot more noise whenever
Getting
I talk.
Closer and closer to my face.
And the thing is, right?
Oh, no, I thought you'd stop then. No, you haven't.
It's really good for people. Picking up girls.
Why are you so...
Because they love it.
Why are you so weird? What the fuck is this?
Podshambles, welcome to Podshambles.
What kind of... I was... Stop with the wheezing.
You just clutched your chest there, it's all part of the character, mate.
Don't worry. A lot of air has gone to my head. I feel pretty great.
You feel pretty great.
My name's Laurie and your name's Paddy and this is Pod Shambles, as we should have said early on. Welcome back. We're another show with another team fighting crime, kicking butts.
Kicking butts all the time. I mean, but that's what, you know,
I tried to introduce you, fun hero character. Right, because you always do the funny voice and I went, oh, what's funnier other than a man with a really chronic, like, breathing problem, you know?
Right.
Emphysema patients and the most hilarious comedy target. There
yeah,
are,
of course.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, great. And I thought
two
I'd
runnies.
Run with it.
Yeah,
and,
they did it. They
and
did
now
it.
You know we're into the podcast. Everyone's happy.
Yeah,
and we've got a firm base to start on.
A firm base. Your firm base is a character whose primary trait
humor.
Is he breathes loudly.
I don't make the rules, all right? I just improvise gently within them. And look, we've got a great start for the podcast. So who's laughing now?
Hopefully the listeners,
Oh, it's just over. That's overdone, mate. How have you been anyway, I guess, is what I want to know. If I had to, you know, jump to a conversation.
Oh, look, no, you can't be snippy with me now. Why? I know that I might have you know, nail-bombed that first bit by being unimpressed.
You really knocked that sentence out of the park there.
Yeah, look, but like, now that you got to be on board, yeah?
Okay.
You got to be happy with me.
For the SS dickhead.
I'm not the captain of the SS dickhead.
If you were a captain of any ship, you would be the captain of the U-boat.
U-boat
Butzenfurter.
Butzenfurter.
No, look, we've had a nice day today already, so let's not ruin it, eh?
Yeah.
We've been out. We went got up fairly early and went out for brunch, really.
Yeah.
We had to call it a brunch.
We brunched with the best of them.
Like who?
Like Captain Brunch. Everyone's a captain today,
yeah,
by the way.
It's already too much. But it was, you know, we had a nice day. Don't go and ruin it, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, we have had a nice day, and yeah. I often ruin them. I ruin them with...
What did we do? Tell the boys and girls what we did today.
Boys and girls, lesson one.
No, what did we do
in
today?
In school class. What we did today is this. I don't know why it's a classroom setting. Well, we just got back from brunch with our friend Steve, who is a lovely, lovely, lovely...
Lovely man.
And he works in comedy, and we've been talking fun comedy things with him all day.
Oh, but industry chat, guys. You wouldn't understand. We've been talking about projections.
Oh, you wouldn't know. You don't even know me. You don't even know me.
That wasn't something that came out of the meeting, and I really wish you'd discussed it.
But what did come out of the meeting, and this is the thing, a point of contention between us that I wanted to raise again over a drink, as we have, which I'm very excited
I'm not about. Drinking, who told you that?
Well, you are.
No.
I called
no,
you.
No, I'm absorbing alcohol through the air. It's even more effective again.
For osmosis?
Pissed.
Yes.
Oh. Osmosis is just the movement of water molecules, Paddy. So actually, alcohol would not be. It'd be.
What's the other one called? Something transport. It's like active transport.
Oh, active transport. No, but there's another one which is osmosis, which is for anything. Like diffusion. I can't fucking remember.
Diffusion.
I did A-level on this shit. I should really remember.
You should remember, because I need to know.
For when one of us inevitably dies from alcohol toxosis.
A point of contention that came up between us was...
Yes.
So, we were talking about the state of the industry and what's going on in comedy at the moment.
I don't remember that bit. Well, I remember my gammon.
Because you were too focused on Tottenham Liverpool.
Oh, yeah, there was
it was on in the background. You were having a great time.
A stunning 0-0.
0-0 draw.
We know you were great talking about. Game. Well, we were talking about what kind of formats are working. Steve was very good at giving us some advice about, you know, what's going on in the comedy. What should we do?
What should we do next?
We started talking about cartoons. And cartoon comedy. Because I think someone talked about Rick and Morty very briefly.
Talking about new comedy cartoons. Yeah, and there's been like a surge in them because
particularly because you always have like the big like studios making like Simpsons. Well, Simmons, I guess, is a complete different
comedy. Yeah,
like Family Guy in America, there are lots being like churned out, but recently been lots of kind of slightly wacky and crazy ideas.
I know what you mean, because like Family Guy was in that kind of like first wave of like new cartoons,
and it's the kind of thing. And I don't know disservice to the Family Guy writers, but it's the kind of thing they churned out.
Yeah, absolutely. And then they did American Dad, and what we ended up saying was that like especially recently, past couple of years, like. There's been this, like, big thing where they're making cartoons that... I don't know if they're for kids...
No, they're adults. They're for adults.
But that's the thing. But there's some of them, like, the lines are blurred.
The lines are a bit more blurred, but there are definitely some which are for
and
adults.
And that's the thing. I cannot talk about being into cartoons, like, especially anime and stuff like that. I'm so on board with grown-ups watching cartoons.
Western cartoons, do you?
But I don't. That's the thing. And it's, like, a big one for me is Adventure Time.
Oh, I love Adventure Time.
I don't fucking get
brilliant.
It.
It's like, so... I agree, because on the surface it's very cutesy and very, like, but the I don't know, the guy who makes it, Pendleton Ward, has got a wicked sense of humour.
Right.
And it's so much of it really plays on, like, video game and, like, old RPG stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not as explicit as some other shows. You know, lots of referential shows are very much like, oh, this is like D&D. It's lots of little tiny things. Like, his sidekick is a little Game Boy called Beemo.
Yeah.
He's Japanese and is really, I am Beemo.
But doesn't it, like, I don't know, watching it, there's something that jars with me in that it seems to be, like, made for kids and stoned adults.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, but, and I kind of don't like that. I think that's quite weird. Like,
it's weird that you pick up, what do you mean that's quite weird? It's only made for kids and it's colourful and the characters are fun and... it's a weird thing, man. No, because so many brilliant cartoons. Oh, we're getting quite serious already.
Yeah. But don't you like?
You know, like, I think about the Toy Story movies, the Pixar movies. They are. I mean, maybe not particularly like inebriated adults, right? But they're intended for kids. They work on a kids level, and then the script is more of an adult thing.
But isn't the intention of something like a Pixar or a Disney? Or like, you're right. Like, it can be watched by someone who's three or someone that's 80 and still find it funny. The thing particularly about Adventure Time and the cartoons like that is that it's not good. For all, it's not like a good show that like crosses generations.
Yeah, but not everything has to be.
It is a kid's show. I know, but I don't get why people are into them.
Well, that's your point, mate. Is you don't like it. That's the one.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah,
and then it's like stoner cartoons is a really interesting one because like then you've got like Aqua Teen Hunger.
Yeah, which
Force.
Is made by the guy who did.
It's like Adult Swim, isn't it?
Harvey Birdman at Attorney Law.
I haven't seen that.
That's amazing. And we watched earlier after this conversation some Space Ghost Coast to
Coast. Oh yeah,
which was
very funny.
Which, if you haven't seen it, is like it's all made up of old like Warner Brothers or some cartoon studio footage.
Yeah,
and this guy uses all the old animation cells and then reuses them to make a chat show starring a superhero and his two villains.
Yeah,
and he redoes all the voices and he gets actual celebrities. So there's one we watched, Tom York.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But yeah, I know. I totally sympathise because Adventure Time is quite odd, and I actually only started watching it because I babysat a guy who loved it. I've said babysat; he was 12.
Right. Okay. That's effectively babysitting.
A kid I looked after and played video games with. It was brilliant. And he loved Adventure Time. And it is really stupid. The humour is really pure. But I watch a lot of things with it. I mean, I can still watch like Earthworm Jim and stuff. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but that's like, I wonder if that's from like, I can watch that from like a nostalgia point of view and still be like, this is rad.
I think that's almost what works about Adventure Time is because it's all about like, old adventure-y things and it almost feels like a bit of nostalgia. But and it is also sometimes really funny.
Yeah.
Like some of the, like his style of humour is very fucking off the wall. It's really.
It's off the wall. And like maybe
that's, you don't like stuff which is self-consciously wacky.
That's the, like, I always like, get a bit weirded out, but even though quite a lot of my sense of humour is trying to
but
do that.
But you don't
that,
like it when it, but it seems
I don't like it when it's like, well, we better get into the jelly bean machine, and then it's like, oh no, but there's a panther driving it. Like, it's like, okay, I get it, you're being random. But
I
like,
would say, but it might feel like that, but there's a lot of craft invention time. But anyway, were you talking about...
I bet there is, but like, do you... Sorry, another one that I wanted to mention as well is Minions.
Oh, well, no, that's... What, do you mean, like, the Despicable Me thing?
Yeah.
No, that's different. That is a kid's film.
Yeah. But why has that been, like... I know adults that are like,
know,
oh,
man.
My God, it's the funniest fucking
know.
Thing.
I don't know
like,
how people work. But I think probably because it's like a very well-made pop song, right? Not to be disparaging. It's a really mass appeal film that clearly a lot of people really love.
A lot of money went into a lot of comic and, like...
Yeah, and it's probably been written by some really talented writers, but, like, Yeah, it's like I say, it's like a really good pop song.
Yeah.
But I don't like pop songs and I don't really like Minions movies.
Yeah.
Whereas you know, the Pixar films have a bit more, you feel like care.
When they've got like real heart and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's
I mean, Pixar's
cool,
a
like...
really weird phenomenon though, because the guys who make those are just incredible.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway,
but yeah, like, no, I'm with you. I don't get Minions.
I didn't get
and
I
wouldn't
get
put Minions
it.
In the same category because I think Adventure Time is, you're right, the start of a spate of shows, or one of many. Yeah, but we watched the Pendleton Ward. No, not Pendleton Ward. The girl who made Adventure Time with, whose name I can't remember awfully, but she made Kelly. Someone I think
that's cool.
Made Bee and Puppy Cat, which we then watched.
Bee and Puppy Cat was all right.
It was really cool.
That was
right?
cool. Like
the
like,
kind of whole anime aesthetic.
And I quite
really
liked it because it was like, okay, this is really weird. The dog talks or whatever.
It's a puppy cat.
That's it. Of course. Yeah. Well, how did I not see that? But like, I remember watching it, and I was really biased to begin with. I was like, this is going to be shit.
I think, and I don't want to be like, oh, poor Poe. But like, I think that's maybe because you don't really like the medium. You find it quite hard to get into.
I really do. However, I was about to say prove me wrong. Actually, no, prove me wrong. Why not?
Yeah.
When
Woohoo! Larry 1-0 proved you wrong.
Ken,
who's the best?
Back of the net. Pochettino.
Okay, don't bring Tottenham into this.
Oh, I thought we were doing footballs. Anyway, you showed me Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Which everyone's been talking about.
Oh,
and now,
my
I'm always
word.
Cautious when everyone's been talking. You know, when it's that thing that's like, because oh my God, have you seen this?
Because you're
like,
just so counterculture.
Because I'm just so fucking alternative with my big gun. Like, yeah.
Jesus, man.
I want to get a gun.
In America, not so alternative at the moment.
But like, you told me about Rick and Morty, and then all the comics started being like, oh yeah, it's like so fucking funny. And I was like, oh no, it's going to be another one of those, oh look, it's an unlikely scenario, and like the kids will laugh, but the adults will also.
But all you need to know about Rick and Morty is it's Dan Harmon. It's got his
name on
it.
That's the thing. And then you told me that it was Dan Harmon. I was like, okay, sweet. Community is one of my favorite shows. I'll watch that.
If you haven't seen Rick and Morty, number one, go and see it. It's free on adultswim.com. You can watch half of both series.
It's like two series,
isn't it?
So
it's Dan Harmon, who, like I said, did Community and stuff. And there's also Justin Roiland, the other guy, who I didn't heard of. He does all the voices. Did some really... I was looking at his history. You can watch... you can watch all this stuff about him. But he does, he does Rick and Morty, the two main voices. And he, ages ago, made this very weird cartoon of Doc and Marty from Back to the Future. And it was this very, creepy cartoon, a bit like Ren and Stimpy, really horrible art style, and the jokes were all very, very like sexual and like horrible. Yeah. And like Doc keeps like molesting Marty through the cartoon.
Right, okay,
and stuff.
So it was just like a sick back to
And then I think, I don't know the whole story of it, but I think effectively Dan Harmon saw it when that's really good and they made it together. And so it's meant to be Doc and Marty, but it's not. It's a granddad and his son, and they go on, adventures through time and space in a spaceship. But it's also got the their family, the mum and dad and the sister.
Who are brilliant as well, like Jerry and Summer
and
all that.
It's Chris Parnell and your lady from Scrubs. What's her name? Elliot from Scrubs. I can't remember her actual name.
I don't know. I don't know anyone.
So you always have the crazy madcap adventure sci-fi Dan Harmon style. With Justin Roiland's fucking twisted sense of humour chucked in. And then there's always like a B-plot, which is also really good.
And it's very domestic.
And it's all about the aliens that come up. Did you like that one then?
Well, the thing that I really liked about that is it was, for a start, it was unashamedly for adults and not in a like, hey, you're probably drunk. This will be funny. It was
horrible violence.
Horrible violence.
Horrible
like,
sex
sweary,
stuff.
Sex stuff. And it was dark and it was very well written and very clever.
Yeah.
Still, like it took me a couple of episodes before I was okay, I'm ready to like this. Because I think we watched the first couple and I was like, oh, right, he's got a oh, look, he's just said fuck or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, hang on, this is actually really good.
Shabba-lubba-lub-dub!
And it's really funny. Like, the only criticism I can think of it, which is not even really a valid one, is that it's quite... it's so out there and crazy, but the jokes, a lot of them are very single track. Like they rely on someone talking in a way that someone doesn't
they're all very unconfident themselves.
And sometimes
Rick Morty, you gotta get this ass, you gotta get this pine cone, Morty. You gotta shove it way up your ass, Morty.
Yeah, and I think
right
more often than not.
Oh, Rick, geez, I don't know if I wanted to do that because.
Yeah.
You know, kidding people is bad.
That's
right?
More often than not, that I feel that is sometimes a punchline.
Yeah,
but it is funny.
But
so
that is
I
also
can't
how
really argue with it.
I was
like,
and I was telling you that I watched an amazing panel of them at a Comic Con.
Yeah.
Dan Harmon, Justin Roiland, and
the others,
Elliot and Chris Parnell, just those four. And the ease with which they would just slip into doing it.
Yeah.
And you feel like, well, and that makes you feel like, well, half it must be improvised because it's all that. And that's what I think part of what I really like about it is it's quite. Rick is a horrible alcoholic granddad who just kind of fucks everyone over.
But he's also the most intelligent man in the world.
He's
mentioned, really
but
cool.
But his character's a very beautifully rounded, realised one. It's not a usual cartoon where he's a complete...
Yeah, he's either a real dick or a professor.
And Morty's just a really nervous teenager, but not in the way that, SpongeBob, where he's not, like, wacky. He's just quite like, oh, God, what have I done?
You got me onto it.
And I also said the other amazing thing about it, the incredible sci-fi-ness of it. Like, it's so... Yeah. The story, they do multiple worlds, they do parallel universes, that thing. It's a really beautiful effect. And it's like one of the best ones we both agree is like the this one day where Rick brings back an alien satellite dish for them to watch TV with.
Yeah.
And the whole episode is just there's another subplot going on, but it's Rick and Morty watching the adverts for alien cable. And it's
that
incredible.
Is great. That's so fun because it just lets it be a TV show that has 25 sketches in it. And like that's really
funny. Mr. Personal Space and the Personal Space Show. Rule number one, personal space.
Personal space.
Watch it if you haven't, guys. It's excellent.
It is very, 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 very good. It's better than Sword Art Online.
Oh god, that was
Which was amazing for a bit, and then so that was
an anime. Did we talk about this on the show? I'm think, very briefly before.
But yeah, you should check out the first season of
first
that.
Series is wicked.
First series,
and then
awesome.
In the second one, they play an elf MMO, and it's yeah, like, well, and obviously it's like, this is going to be
I don't
want to
watch you be fairies. Like, and they, yeah, yeah, and they have wings, and yeah. they're all like kind
and it's
of
all
flying
like magic
around.
Abilities.
And it's like, oh, fuck. Oh. I was really pissed off about that.
Paddy, I just had a brainwave, though. Mm? Oh, my gosh. What we could do, right?
Yeah.
Right. I sense a marketing opportunity for Podshambles.
Oh, my God.
Official.
Stocks and shares.
Podshambles.
Stocks and shares.
Cartoon.
Finance.
Stocks and shares. No. Official Podshambles cartoon, man. We could voice characters. We could, like, I get some...
Our monetary policy committee would skyrocket.
Okay, that's enough of that. Stop MPC. Stop reading Dad's folders from work.
GCSE economics.
Yes, well done.
Hooray.
No, we could... What if we made a cartoon, man? Like, we could voice any characters we wanted. We could be like... We could just make it anything. And we'd just be, Podshambles, cartoon, Podshambles. And we'd get a million... Million money. What would our cartoon be?
Well, I don't know. Would it just be an animation of this?
That'd be awful.
That'd be dreadful. It'd be like the Ricky Gervais show.
Two naked men sat in their living room recording
yeah,
a podcast.
That, the joke is that it's terribly animated and it's really horribly sexual and disgusting.
Yeah,
and the conversations are just these. But
jizzing every
it's just,
8 seconds.
Yeah, just fucking each other for
oh,
hours.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, that's the thing. We'd have to have... Would they be like drawings of us sat in a...
What if
okay.
they're geese making a podcast?
Right.
And it's all...
But then all the goose stuff
we live
would be
in
really
geese
weird.
World. Yeah, but then all the gags are about people.
Oh my god, but yeah. so we'd have to retrospectively... Oh no, we're recording a new one.
Yeah, it's
oh, okay.
a new cartoon.
And they always make jokes about
so, but the number one, option number, like, benefit number one, we get to dress up geese.
Yeah.
Option
well, number, like, we draw them.
Oh yeah, for reference.
It's animated. We're not going
to
just film
for
us.
Reference.
Oh, for reference. Okay, yeah. Studio art.
You
yeah.
can have a little paddy duck and I could have a lobster.
We could sell the cells.
Sell the cells.
Oh my god.
Sell the ducks.
Sell the ducks.
Sell the meat. Sell the feathers.
Eggs. Ducks make eggs.
They do, Paddy.
No, fuck off.
No. Okay, or we would just do like our exaggerated adventures, right?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
like our normal life, but oh, we're like really super cool. We go into town, and oh, here's another wacky situation.
I mean, it sounds
wacky situation.
It sounds pretty.
No, but what about a wacky situation?
Yeah, I know it'd be dreadful.
Okay, but another.
But one. No, I like the geese idea.
Okay,
but I'm okay. If let's say for a second, just
okay.
bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, say for a second, it's not geese. Okay.
Well.
Okay.
You need to reassure me quickly.
If they were people, right?
Ooh,
if it were no, hang
me.
On. If they were people,
losing me.
Would they be
yeah.
like us,
right.
or would they have a different relationship? And would they be like different things?
No, yeah, that's
we
how you do
like...
an official cartoon. If you
right,
think
okay.
about the Kiss cartoon, I think
the Kiss cartoon.
Have you never seen that?
Yes, I have.
It's incredible. Or like the D&D cartoon. It's about kids who go on an adventure in D&D.
Yeah, cartoon. Yeah.
So maybe it's. I don't know.
Well, no.
I don't fucking. Maybe we're parents to some children, and it's like a domestic comedy
okay.
about the Shamble Palace. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, what's little Marjorie got herself up to this week?
What? So Marjorie?
Maybe.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Here's the Inception M Night Shyamalan moment, right?
Okay. Did he
our
do
children
Inception?
Today,
he didn't do Inception.
He did. Yeah, they did all the shit.
Christopher
Brain
Nolan.
Twister, right? What? Our kids are geese. Our children are geese.
Right.
And we're convinced they're real. Functioning human beings.
Oh.
And the cartoon is about us bringing up these geese to
and,
try and be
you
human.
Know, and slowly having breakdowns.
Yes, yeah, so
because like, yeah, like everyone on our street knows.
Everything.
And like, oh, and we send them to school,
yeah.
and like the local teacher is like, yep, yeah, well, have them back by 4.
And they just put them in a cupboard.
We get them those little, like the briefcases,
satchels,
and they like waddle it, and all the other children have to, then they're told that.
And
like,
then they get bullied by the other children for being geese.
Now, Mr. and Mr. Havlockovers are really very upset.
I was
going to
say,
so,
I like
yeah, together, I mean, you got the good end of the stick on that, by the way, because you're full
Havlockovers.
You've
got others.
Others. What? Do you have Havlockovers?
That is, I think that's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard, and I'm going to make, we could then sell those lunchboxes.
To these guys?
To these fucking suckers. They'll buy any old shit with our faces on, won't you, listeners?
If you would like to buy a lunchbox, please press 1.
Boop!
Thanks. I'll send it right away.
Where did you get all those geese?
I'll tell ya, I'm the goose wizard. I can summon geese. I ate a load of drugs and it made me magic. I'm the goose wizard, but the geese won't die. And I can't control my powers because the geese are taking over. The geese have run amok. The geese have learned to improvise. Check out that goosey sound going. Flap, flap, flap. Flap, 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 flap. Geese.
No more drugs for you, you wicked, drunk, bird junkie.
Geese.
previously on Choose Your Own Adventure.
But why?
What do you mean? You've got to do the recap, mate.
Why would you start with that?
Yeah, because that's how all the good ones start.
Yeah, well, I suppose... Well,
previously on Walking Dead, previously on Game of Thrones, previously on Three's Company.
Three's Company? Yeah, it doesn't have a previously section.
Previously on There's Something About Raymond. God, yeah, where am I? Where am I? What am I up to?
Well, I mean, I was gonna feed that in quite neatly anyway, but...
I have taken an awful lot of mind-dribbling drugs. I don't know who the fuck you are anymore. Tell me where I am.
In short, you're outside a zoo. Do you remember? Yeah?
I'm in your bit. No, I'm in a zoo. Okay, yeah, no.
Okay, so basically, remember, you saw all the animal, like, you chased the train.
Yeah.
And Bag was on the train.
Animals came out.
All the animals came out. You, like, managed to get out of the way of the stampede, right?
Yeah.
And then you vaulted over those things. You threw Oliver into the air. Yep. He got picked up by a vulture.
He's gone, thank Christ.
Disappeared, and that was it.
Into ether.
Yeah, and then you saw that penguin. You had to fight a penguin who had a gun.
Fuck that
you
penguin.
Killed it.
Fuck that penguin.
Barbossa summoned a load of gibbons.
Yeah, that was good.
At some point.
That was great. Who saw that coming?
Yeah, who saw that? That was a cracking plot twist. And then, yeah, you managed to kill the penguin. You picked up, like, some penguin leather.
Yes.
Because remember, its entrails were worth loads of money.
Go and see a little tiny Scottish man in the...
And there was the... Yeah.
In the armoury.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've got to get a zoo ticket.
But you got to get
so a zoo. So I better go... To the zoo.
Da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Hey!
It's a brand new adventure.
No, it's not. It's the same week. It's the same adventure. Continued. Grossly extended. Okay, so...
Yeah.
Let's go... Oh, I'm so excited. I got to...
Oh my god, let's go to the zoo. Okay, you are heading to the zoo. So our adventure begins as you approach the zoo.
Okay.
Now, as you approach the zoo, you remember Magical Monty's Magical Fantastical Beastoria.
Oh, yes, this brochure.
Yeah, credited to Dr. Y. Wank, of course. The first thing you notice is that the gates are open.
Oh, hang on. So what, are we talking like old-timey zoo gates?
Well, that's it. Like, they are enormous gates. And as you approach them, you notice that, like, basically the decor of them is basically, like, it's, like, feathered. Like, you know on, like, elven armour in Skyrim? Like,
oh, I know that's kind of the feathery effect.
The feathery effect. They're these amazing gates that have these, like, feathers that, like, when shut, would, like, overlock to lock
it's
it
like
and
an
things
elven
like
that. Zoo.
Well, as you get, that's the thing. But there's a big sign above that says Magical Monster, you know, all that.
But
it's basically been quite hastily, like, crossed out, right? It's like
with what?
You know, Angel of Death, right? In Bible stories, yeah, where they mark the blood of the lamb above the gate.
That's a very specific reference.
No, it's like that, right? That's been crossed out. And as you
I repeat, with what? Like, not like a massive sharpie.
Blood.
Okay, blood. Thank
Probably
you.
Blood. Okay. And as you approach, there's a man climbing down from the sign. He's got like a bucket of paint, blood. We don't know. And he's climbing down from the sign, and he's changed it. So it now says the Orville Memorial Duck Sanctuary.
Oh, fucking, is it Keith?
as he turns, as you approach.
Oh, nice. Is that...
No, hang on, that was the duck. No, it was...
All right, how's it going? Right, and he turns around, and he's got his little cam, and he looks at you and he goes, welcome to the grand opening of the Orville Memorial Duck Sanctuary.
Does he not remember the events I put in motion at the moment?
Well, you know, he's dead behind the eyes.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
I'm going to say, hello, stranger, who I've never met before.
Yeah.
I thought this was a zoo.
No, well, you see, it was a zoo, but a terrible fate befell a very treasured member of my community.
No.
And
was it,
so,
was it
from
a duck,
this very
by any
day,
chance?
It was a duck.
Oh.
And from this very day, I pledge my allegiance to helping ducks stay cool.
Stay cool. What?
Stay cool.
After he viciously murdered his favourite duck.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, and he's wearing like the typical like ticket taker outfit.
You could say the typical duck zoo attendant.
Duck zoo attendant. You know what I mean? Like you've seen him, haven't you?
Yeah.
Seen
he's
you.
Got like a little. He's got a flat peaked cap which has a duck bill on it.
Yeah,
it's duck
yeah.
Eyes.
He's really garbed out in like.
He's got a pair of dungarees which have a tufty duck.
A tufty duck butt, and he's got all the feathers everywhere. Yeah. And you can see like the front. He's done a lot of work on in the like 45 minutes or whatever it's been since he killed the duck. Like
what
the,
a fast
it, it is just the front of this zoo is just duck themed. Okay, everything is ducks.
Why could I not predict this happening?
He goes into a ticket booth, right? And the ticket booth is a giant duck's bill that's open. Yeah, exactly.
Made out of like horrible,
and he's got like
corrugated iron. And,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Off cuts.
Yeah, and he's got a tail that's like, you know, you pull on a duck's neck and it goes whack 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 whenever he makes a sale.
Oh,
okay.
God.
And he goes, "How many tickets will it be?" And Barbossa just immediately steps forward and he's like, "2 tickets to the best duck sanctuary this side of the adventure
train." Why do I feel sometimes I'm not playing Choose Your Adventure but I'm playing Barbossa's Magical Mystery Fun Tour?
It is a bit of that.
Feet flagon.
And like,
alright, well I guess we're gonna, I mean it's too late to go back, let's go in.
Yeah, exactly. He goes, right, 2 tickets. And that's the till opening and closing. See, and these two, like, these little, like, ticket stubs come out. And he goes, that'll be 4 gold, please. And luckily, you've got, like, you. I don't know what you've got. You've got, like, 24 gold.
Oh, 24 gold. I thought Barbosa's right. Fuck it, I'll give him the gold.
You're going to give him the gold. You're going to pay. And Barbosa's really pleased.
Is he, like, dancing?
Like,
oh, I love this zoo. Yeah, it's so great.
Oh, my God, I'm just so fucking excited. He's like, oh, it's just so rad. So you lose 4 gold, but you gain 2 tickets to the zoo. And he goes, please give them to the gate attendant, and you will be let in.
Okay, cool. That's, I mean, I presumably follow the ducky signage around the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get this zoo shit over with.
That is a very, like, the signage. Is a duck with its wing out and on the wing.
Nailed to a post.
No, it's not a real duck. But it's like a diamond duck.
It's like in Game of Thrones with the slaves pointing the way to Marie.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's like that, but it's like a diamond duck. Like, he's got a lot of diamond duck stuff. Yeah, like his...
Like the David Bowie song.
Yeah, diamond duck. Yeah, exactly. And there's this diamond duck and you point in the way. Okay, anyway, so as you approach the gate, it's got like the turnstile that's like more duck themed and all this kind of stuff.
You can just leave it. I think we get the idea now. Yeah, everything. Everything is duck.
Okay, but and as you get towards it, Keith is stood there, right? Yeah. Totally different outfit. This time.
Okay.
No, once again, duck.
Full duck mascot.
Yeah, exactly. He's there, and he's like, oh, tickets, please.
But like, did we not just see? You know, we got our tickets. We just saw you back there, Keith.
Well, I see so many people every day these days.
This is when I turn around very pointedly to see 0 people behind me.
it's totally about.
I'm going to let it go.
Such a busy life for a duck, man.
That's okay, Keith. Here are my tickets.
Then he takes them and goes, oh, great. And
stopped for a second. You're going, oh, no, these are the wrong tickets.
I was going to do that, but I figure I've tried your patience so much over the past 11 years. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, so he takes them and he like clamps them in this little like ding ding one of the ticket things and a duck ticket thing. Yeah. And he goes, "Have a quacking time."
Oh, you've been sitting on that for
a long time, and you know the little turnstile like floppers round and there's like this amazing music that's like whack.
Coming out of our tiny little speakers.
Welcome to Orville's Duck Memorial Sanctuary and all this. And he's like, you're just in time for the first show.
The feeding of the ducks.
The feeding of the duck. That comes later. Genuinely comes later.
Of course it does.
So you come in the first show. And
hey, what about that the magical duck water show? You know, like at SeaWorld.
So the first show, right? And you go
the
first
of many.
There's like this bandstand.
I've got no choice. I'm going into the duck show.
Well, that's the thing. You can immediately leave, but he's like, the show starts, and like the gun.
He puts the little
ropes that you like clack on to like those poles that make
ropes,
like,
right?
Ropes, you know, yeah. Like he immediately shuts that behind you, and you're in a place and it has four chairs, right? And there's this enormous stage that he's obviously built like really recently, and like basically, I'd say about between 30 and 100 ducks come onto this stage. Yeah, ballpark figure. They all come out onto the stage and they do this sort of big song and dance number that's like, it's pretty fucking exciting to be honest. And it's like, and then, right, and they're like, wah, 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 and it's like really jolly. And then there's this like, and all the ducks, like they like fling one of their arms out and they all back away and they're shaking their feathers.
Before you go any further, one
sexy duck.
Okay. No, it's not. By whose account is it sexy?
Oh, by anyone's account.
I do not. I'm gonna. I pointedly do not find this duck sexy.
Well, I. Well, hang on. I'm afraid you do.
Oh, no. You can't roll a sexy check for me.
Quack, quack, quack.
Right, if you're going to do that, from every now and then, whenever I lose my patience, I'm going to roll a patience roll.
Right, okay.
And if I roll a one, Flagon's going to flip out.
Unfortunately, you get a minus.
Oh, it's a fire. It's all right.
It's okay. You haven't lost your patience yet, but this very sexy duck comes out. She. What's a female duck called? Or are they ducks?
I think they're ducks. There's drakes and there's. Are they hens as well?
A male duck?
Yeah. Drakes and ducks. So dragoness.
Yeah, so this duck comes out. Okay. Right, or this duckess, whatever you want to call it.
Duck of the night.
She comes out and it's like. And she's got quite big, like tits.
Ducked. Oh, this is horrible. So hang on, what's actually happened here is you've gone and sat in a pub and had a disgusting duck fantasy for 4 hours. And then just one, you wanted to foist it on me as if I am complicit in your duck wank. And I'm not. Okay. You need to see. Okay, come on, get it over with.
But it's very sexy duck, and she's doing this like this dance. And basically, yeah. I'd like you to roll to see if you're charmed.
Oh, definitely not.
Oh, okay, you're not actually at all. God. Okay, basically, that you just still go, find
bleh.
The duck is arbitrarily, you know, attractive, but you haven't been called into it. Meanwhile, Barbossa is doing this sort of like
he's so into it.
Da. He's sort of learnt the dance, and he's throwing like pirate dollars onto the stage and all this, and he's clapping and all that, and it ends in this big thing that goes da like that, and then Keith like slides in between her legs and like flips up, and he's like Orville Duck Madden Reverend Memorial Society or whatever it was called. I hope you enjoy your stay.
But his accent's gone.
His accent's gone.
Okay,
very
I'm gonna get up and without a word leave. Okay. This stage.
Okay, all right. So basically, as you walk past, Keith goes, "Don't forget your map," and he gives you a map. I know you've already got a Zoom map,
yeah,
but this one is basically it's an identical replica, but it's updated.
The word duck. Just put it in everything
with the word duck.
So what? They'll be like. Oh God, I can't even think of the horrors.
You don't need to think. I've already thought for you.
Good well done.
It's gonna be great.
Okay, so what's on the map?
Right, so on the map, you see, like, the zoo is quite big, but basically, like, on the map, you've got an exhibit called the Wall of Ducks. Okay, you've got Tunnel of Ducks,
Tower of Ducks.
You've got
Duck Pond.
You've got Coconut Shy, which was like a sideshow, but coconut's been crossed out and it now says egg. Right. And then there's lots of statues of famous ducks dotted around, and there's little information about each of them if you want to have a look. Like, and you've got an audio guide as well with this if you wanted
to. Is it just Keith?
Yeah, it's Keith. Yeah. And there's a bread stall if you get hungry.
Oh,
there's a lot of ponds.
Yeah,
okay.
Obviously,
like all of the things that used to be fish, right? Now just ponds. Now just duck ponds, right? That's what they've done. Yeah. There's an echo chamber.
Nice
right.
to see if a duck's quack
echoes. Yeah, exactly.
Echoes.
It's like the science bit, right?
And what you find out within 8 seconds of being there, like, oh no, it does.
There's one of those wacky mirror rooms.
Hall of Mirrors.
Yeah, like a Hall of Mirrors. That's exactly what it's called.
Wacky mirror room.
Yeah, and then,
you went to some like the B-side fairgrounds in your time.
Really
they couldn't afford the rights to a Hall of Mirrors. They had Wacky Mirror Room.
Yeah, wacky.
They couldn't afford the Tunnel of Love, so they just had like the Sex Passage.
Yeah, exactly. And then there appears to be some kind of like special feature, like today only, that is called Live Like a Duck.
Live like oh.
Right. So basically, and remember, on your old mark, you've still got BD marks.
BD. Now, can I look at
the
two maps next to each other?
Yeah.
And see, is there anything which used to be like Hall of Ferocious Tigers, which is now
a
duck exhibit? Is there anything I should be avoiding?
Well, exactly. Basically, the Tunnel of Ducks used to be a Tunnel of Love.
Okay.
So I think you're basically totally safe there. Egg Shy used to be a coconut
by
shy.
Ducks.
The statues all appeared. They used to be of famous other animals,
so they're
probably going to be a bit of fun.
Bread stall, obviously ponds. You said,
yeah, exactly. The echo chamber used to be some kind of like a zoologist laboratory,
ooh,
basically.
Okay.
So, and that was marked as off limits on the old map, but it's now the one thing that is marked as off limits on this map that wasn't on the old map.
BD
is BD.
BD.
So it's no entry, employees only. And Live Like a Duck exhibit used to be Live Like a Beast. Like it was.
Don't say that. Like that's an exhibit.
Yeah, live like a beast.
What they
you
put
know?
You like in a savanna and
well,
you have
no,
to hunt your food
effectively. Like you know, you'd learn how
zebras
go.
But outside
of
this fantasy setting, which I admit you can make stuff up for, that is fine. When have you ever come across an exhibit like that?
Like twice.
Where? You think I just say sometimes?
You know, at two different zoos as well. So it's like, and one of them wasn't even in England.
I'm not taking in, but I want to go see these statues of famous ducks first.
Okay, well, there's a duck statue right near you. So, like, you might as well head to that one, unless you want to go across
no,
the
No, let's see this aberration for what it really is.
Okay, all right, so you come round the corner, and there is this enormous statue that looks like it used to be of a man.
Okay, yeah, good.
And basically, if you look at the inscription in the bottom, it's got crossed out quite heavily. Like you can only make out the word wank, okay? So it's like
Dr. Y Wank.
Yeah, exactly. And it's
founder
like founder and thing. And what he's done though is he's like Keith has like chiseled out so that it now just says duck. and like Dr. Wai Wang, he's had bits like chopped off him and stuff like that, and had, like this, he looks horrible, yeah. But Keith's done quite a good job.
No, well, like, those two things can't be true.
It's like, look, like Keith has disguised it. He does look like a duck.
A bit of what if you squint and aren't disgusted
exactly.
Immediately.
But you can tell that like, but he's done it quite like violently almost. Yeah, it's like, I'm sure like he has. I know that Keith was in a rush, but it looks like he's properly decimated this to make it look like he is now a duck. So, I mean,
that's a grim outlook on a man's mental sanity, isn't it?
And just by the way, and as you're looking at this, up from behind you, goes, you having a nice time?
Oh, no, go away. I hate people who won't leave you alone to enjoy things.
It's not like...
It's like you when I get a Magnum and you're just constantly behind me going, oh, how is it?
That looks like a nice Magnum.
Well, you lick that bit.
Can I have a little bit of the chocolate? Yeah, like he's that's the... You didn't realise that it's not necessarily that he's been following you, but he almost like... It's like he's part of the scenery and he suddenly kind of comes out of nowhere. Mm. And he's like, are you having a nice time?
Yeah, no. But yeah, I'll tell him I am.
Okay, you're going to lie to him.
Yes, Keith, I'm having a wonderful time. Oh, I love what you've done with all these fucking ducks.
Oh, it's great to hear. I mean, it was a lot of work. It took a long time. I mean, it took almost 40 minutes. But, yeah. You know, I work quite hard when it's ducks.
Clearly.
Particularly when it's ducks. I mean, just have a look around, you know, take your time. Remember later on, there's the Live Like a Duck exhibit will begin in about 10, 15 minutes. Ooh. So why don't you go and catch a couple of the other things?
Well, I wouldn't want to miss that, Keith, would I?
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
No, I'd be sorely, sorely
it's
sad.
It's an absolutely fantastic experience.
Tell you what.
Really immersive.
Tell you what.
It's like you
let
mean
me
Bomb
go.
Bomb Train. It's like secret cinema.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they
I
have those
that.
In this world as well. I can't.
You
fuck.
Mean Bomb Bomb Train. Yeah, who decided to call it You Mean Bomb Bomb Train?
And who decided to charge like 160 quid for a shit?
Well, hang on.
Ticket?
How's that? I mean, how's that your. Like, that's the logical bit.
Yeah.
That's the bit that makes the most sense. They charge exorbitant amounts of money for it.
Who decided to
pay
for it?
Train?
Oh god, I haven't been on one, but you know.
No,
like...
no, I'm going to be really snotty about it until I go on one. I'll probably really enjoy
and
it.
Probably really enjoy
I'll probably
it.
Get
yeah,
the
yeah,
Game
yeah.
of Thrones one. It'll be like a second, you know.
I bet they'll do a Game of Thrones one. Of course they will.
Oh,
but
that'd
anyway.
Be awful because it'd be full of twats.
Yes. But anyway, just yeah. As quickly as he arrived, Keith is gone.
Okay,
he's disappeared. So the thing, basically, if you have a look down at your map, which you've got right here, the things that are near you are the mirror room,
mm-hmm.
And there's a pond, and then there's the entrance to
is
the Live
the pond
Like a
anything
Duck.
Anything other than a pond?
I mean, no, it's just marked as pond.
Well, fuck that then. Let's go in this mirror room. Go on, let's see what you think a mirror room is like.
Okay. What I think a mirror room is.
Yeah, because clearly you didn't have the right idea to start with, so I want to see what you follow through with.
Okay, so basically...
Come on!
As you approach the mirror, it's like quite a long sort of tunnel.
Yeah.
Okay, and as you approach it, you know, the first thing you notice is outside there's like a comedy-style bin filled with mirrors, right?
Oh, I see. Like, okay, so like it's a comically large.
Yeah, bin, and there's just bits of mirrors sticking out of it, and they're all wacky
so
sizes.
So this isn't a hall of mirrors.
Well, that's the thing. Do you want to go in?
Well, I guess I fucking have to, don't I? Let's go in the hall of mirrors.
Ah, oh, yeah, the mirror room. I could get to look what it was like if I was short.
Walk in and look. Oh, is there a duck?
No, there isn't a duck.
Oh, bullshit.
But there are like...
Bullshit, there's not a duck.
There are like portraits of ducks.
Oh, that's still the duck being there.
And where the mirrors clearly you see, there are just pictures of ducks in different poses.
Some of them sexy ducks.
Immediately,
again.
Barbossa is completely convinced. He's like, look at what I look like in this one! And like that. And you can hear Keith's voice through the wall being like, oh, these mirrors are really great, aren't they?
Why would he leave me alone? So, I don't want to be told what to think about this.
He hasn't
this
got
shit.
A lot of other things to do. Right, but they're all just portraits
can
of
I,
ducks. Right?
Is there any chance with my magic skills I can make the noise of a duck in peril? Somewhere far away, just to get Keith off my ass.
You can try, okay. You
with
can
like
try.
With like telekinesis, I'm gonna lift. Presumably, there are some live ducks around.
There are ducks everywhere. Literally
I'm gonna squeeze the larynx of a duck so that it starts choking.
Okay,
and all right. He freaks out.
Roll for it. Okay, sweet. Okay, all right. Okay, in the distance, I can't believe you got that higher roll. In the distance, you hear this. And it's sort of a distress note, because you're squeezing a duck's throat. I mean, you know.
He had it come out.
Like that. And you hear Keith go, shut up. Oh, enjoy the rest of the... enjoy the rest of the exhibit.
This accent's changed, hasn't it?
I know, it's changed dramatically. I'll see you in a wee bit. Remember, 5 minutes until Live Like a Duck. I've just got something
to
do.
Because you keep talking to me, I'm going to do it again and again.
Yeah, exactly. And as the noise gets greater, you hear this sort of... Keith go, I'm coming, Felicity. And he's running away. Right, exactly.
Thank God.
And
okay.
It's probably a good thing that you got him out of there. Because as you're walking like through the tunnel, mm-hmm. right, you notice that... But for a start, one of the portraits is slightly off center.
Oh,
right, and it's got like it's basically it's off center.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, thanks. As if you didn't spread it out enough already. You go, oh, and it looks maybe there's something near or behind.
Well, no,
it.
There's a piece of tape over it that says out of order.
Well, I'm gonna move that. Let's move that fucking painting around. Let's see. Let's just hoist it off the wall.
All right.
It goes on.
Okay, so you move the painting just a couple of inches.
No, I'll hoist it off the wall. Just rip it off.
With reckless abandon, you tear the painting off the wall.
Yeah,
and
written
behind it in feathers is the word help.
How can you write in feathers?
And then L-O.
No. How do you write in feathers?
They're like glued to the wall. And they're tiny feathers. They must have come off a duckling.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and it's written the word help.
Okay.
And then it says D-Y-W.
D-Y-W?
Yeah.
Don't leave that like if hanging like it's very profound.
And it's like it's almost as if it's signed that.
Oh, yeah. D-Y-W.
Yeah, D-Y-W.
Duck... You wish.
Duck, you wish.
Damn you, wanker. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I'm just going to have to keep it in my head.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hang on. Dr. fucking... Hey, is it Dr. Y Wank?
Yes.
No, but D isn't his initial.
Well...
If it's his title.
Well, yeah, but he'd write...
You wouldn't... Your initials aren't MPG, are they?
Yeah, Mr.
Paddy
Jervis. Yeah, no, yeah. Well, but he's known as Dr. Y Wank, you know. Why wouldn't he write a D?
No.
Maybe it's even there's a little R there as well and a dot.
Well, that would make a lot more sense.
Yeah, oh, look, on closer inspection, it says Dr. Y.
There's like a hair feather half hanging off.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Oh, no, it fell on the floor.
Dr. Y. Wang, so Dr. Y. Wang's in trouble.
Yeah,
he's been usurped by this mad duckman.
And then, basically, there's a little bit of sticky tape underneath.
Yeah.
And it's a ticket. It's another ticket. It's not a ticket to enter the thing, but it says Live Like a Duck. Right.
Oh, I see what you need. You need a ticket to get in.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well,
it's a family ticket as well.
Well, let's go. Let's go live like a duck. I'm following these clues, man.
Yeah,
I'm fucking Nancy Drew.
Right. So
I'm Scooby-Doo. I'm all the Scooby-Doos.
You're all of
I'm
the Scooby-Doos. Yeah, I'm Scrappy. I'm having it. So anyway, you take the ticket stub.
Yeah.
And then are you gonna put the painting back? Are you going to do anything? I'll just leave it.
No.
All right, okay.
No,
I mean,
Keith's
got a lot
know.
To do.
Yeah,
Keith
yeah,
seems
yeah.
to be the only employee here, so okay. I wouldn't worry. Anyway, okay, so you exit through the other end of the incredible tunnel of ducks, or hall of mirrors, whatever the fuck it was,
okay.
You know. And outside, there's a sign, another one of those duck things that says Live Like a Duck is there. But there are signs everywhere, but there is one like that, and it's got hanging off it, like, in, like you know, it begins at... And there's one. It obviously, begins.
Numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been moved, and like it obviously begins very, very soon.
Let's get hightail it over there.
Okay. Right, so you start heading on over, and basically there's, once again, another ticket stand, and Keith is there again.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
See how this goes.
You know, different. He's in more of a zookeeper's garb.
He's a different Keith.
Different Keith. Yeah, it's different Keith. No, different garb this time. And he says, roll off, it's almost time for Live Like a Duck. If you haven't purchased your tickets, they are 200 gold each.
Oh, fucking glad we got a family ticket then.
And
I have to pass Barbossa off as my, like, child to get in?
Yeah, exactly. But it's fine, because, you know, he's...
He's already, like, running around excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at the ducks! Look at over here, there's another duck! Ah, it's so many ducks!
Shitting excited. You hand over the family ticket, okay. Yeah. Keith is a little bit surprised that you have one. And, you know, that, like, you can tell that he obviously thought you wouldn't be able to.
I was going to look him right in the eye.
Yeah.
And then draw my finger across his... No.
Yeah, you're dead, Keith. You're fucking dead. Right. And Keith goes, guess you better go inside then. And he opens the door that leads into this next part of the zoo. It's like one of those themed, like, big bits of the zoo. He goes, have a nice time.
Was he not expecting me to go in there?
Yeah.
He asked me to have 200 gold.
But, like...
I'm going to do as I go in.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my hand up, I'm going to flick him the V's from behind my hand. Just be like, whoop,
like that.
Fuck you, Keith, I got into your exhibit.
Well, Keith doesn't notice because it's as if he's sort of staring into space, and he's like, it's like he's joining the dots in his head.
It's like he's remembering none.
But you walk in, Barbossa straight in, Barbossa closes the door behind you.
Here we go!
All right, so hung inside the door, it's like almost as if there's what are those things you hang coats on? Coat hangers.
Coat hangers.
Yeah,
coat goes. Rack.
Yeah, a coat
How
rack.
How could you forget
a
that?
A coat rack. That's what I was looking for. I tried to write that down earlier, and I wrote
How did you forget that phrase?
I don't know. I'm not the king of coats.
But it's when you think, oh, what? It's a thing you hang coats on, and it's a coat.
Look,
right.
I've had a busy... day.
Have you?
Yes!
Have you?
I have been working my butt off.
Where did you write this, Paddy? Tell us this is where you wrote your
I
adventures.
Wrote this at the pub.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. And it was very
And what
fruitful.
Time did you arrive at the pub to
about
start writing?
About 4:45.
Yes.
Yes.
PM.
Yeah.
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 And I left at about 9.
Yeah.
And I've had a great time.
You've had a great time.
Okay, fair enough. But basically, there's a load of coat hangers, right? And on them is like, it's almost like a welcome pack, like, to the exhibit.
Okay.
And it's like basically what you get is you get this sort of big thing that you put around your neck that's like it covers you in feathers, basically.
Nice. Feather butter.
There's a little loaf of bread for each person, and there's a fake bill.
Nice. Get it all on. I'm going to embrace it.
Barbossa's already dressed
in
these.
Why don't I have got
He bought them at the merch stand earlier, so he doesn't. You know,
he doesn't even need them.
He doesn't even need them. So you're gonna get into the swing of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. So you fully immerse yourself in the duck garb, and
I begrudgingly accept it.
Okay. All right. Okay. And you enter, and this is like inside. Basically, it's this enormous kind of like a Eden Project style dome, basically, that this is going on.
A biome,
exactly. And you walk in, and it is like feathered friend utopia. In
nice.
Here. There are like duck slides.
It's the first moment
ponds.
I've not been completely grossed out by what
Absolutely. There's grass everywhere, there's bread everywhere, like there's just ducks having there's a great
like,
time.
All you have for ducks is ponds and bread. There is more to ducks than that.
Alright, what else is there? Go on, help me out here.
What about a duck house?
There's a duck house.
Yeah.
There's
a
hatchery.
What about a little like rapids for the ducks to swim down? They love that.
There's duck butlers.
Ducklers.
Little duck butlers. Ducklers. Like, who are having a great time.
Okay.
And, like, they're serving the... They get paid. They're not ducks. They're,
okay,
they're
yeah.
in game for
I get the
employment.
Impression. It is utopia.
Yeah,
utopia.
It's sort of... You know, it's a small world.
Yeah.
It's like that, but with ducks.
And
right,
not,
so...
Not scary all as sure shit.
All different kinds of ducks and all having a great time. And Barbossa's really into that. He just immediately... He's wandered off into the thing. Okay, so what do you want to do? I'm going to look at some ponds over there.
Well, is there, like a route I follow? Or do I just go and
there
be
is,
a
yeah,
duck?
Yeah, actually, there is sort of, like, a path that is sort of... Like, you are already sort
okay.
of following.
Is there anything out of the ordinary, though? There's nothing that catches my eye, I think. Ooh.
No, not a minute. There's quacks all around. Like,
okay, let's just go along the path.
Just...
We'll float along the merry.
Right, so you're following the path, and there's like basically you've got your audio guide from earlier, and Keith keeps basically being like, "There's another duck."
How does he know?
Well, because it's motion.
Chances
sensor.
Are there'll be a duck.
It's motion sensor, and he's like, "Oh, look at this duck," and he's just telling you all about the ducks. Right?
Okay,
and then from one of the ponds,
definitely tune that
right,
out immediately.
Pond that is full of ducks having a great time. Right, from one of the ponds, you hear this. Quack. Quack, quack.
Oh.
Quack.
Patch, you need to up your impressions a bit, mate, if that's a duck.
Quack.
No.
Quack, 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 quack.
Okay, let's invest in this.
Quack.
This. This is not no normal dark pad.
Okay,
I feel some loot. My loot bollocks are tingling.
Yeah, okay. So you look over to the pond, and basically you don't know how you didn't notice it before, but there are all of these like foot high ducks, yeah, right, just swimming
duck
around.
Duck sized ducks.
And then in the middle there is this 6'2" like duck man.
Is it fucking Keith?
No, it's not Keith. It's not
fucking
Keith.
The ducks.
Going quack quack, and he's like beckoning you over, right? And it's like you can see it's a man, and he's got these sort of like half moon spectacles, right?
But
he's
otherwise a duck.
He's dressed. Much better than your duck outfits. He's gone full duck, and he's like quack quack, and he's like flapping a wing at you.
I'm gonna ready the staff, and I'm gonna walk over tentatively because this looks a little bit suspicious.
Are you gonna call out to him? And you're
Germanic duck.
So you get
signaling.
You're wading through the pond.
Yeah, right, towards
through. Him. He's in the middle of the pond. He's sort of looking around like all this. Are you gonna call out to him? He's just shouting quack.
I'm gonna say hello,
quack.
Okay, yeah, let's get over.
Right, so okay.
He's clearly a duck that means business, Pads.
Right, okay. As you get within arm's reach of him, he grabs you round the throat.
Oh, shit!
He wraps a wing
kill a duck!
Your throat, okay?
Ah!
And it's like he's strangling you.
Yeah.
Right, and Barbossa, Barbossa, for a pirate, is quite scared of water.
Yeah.
He's not able to help you at this point.
Good. Well done, mate. I'm going to just swear at him briefly.
Okay.
sorry, man. It just turns out I'm much better
at
trains.
Fuck you, Barbossa! It's a fucking duck!
Why do you think I have a train?
What am I going to do with this massive duck? All right, what am I going to do with the duck? I don't know what to do at all. I'm doing a scramble. I'm going to scramble for my life.
Okay,
I'm gonna try and
get
free.
Okay, you just roll those for me.
I don't want to fireball a duck.
Right, okay. All right, okay. Let's say that you start to wriggle free of his grip.
Okay.
You start to get out. But then one wing, you look in his eyes and his eyes are fixed on yours.
One wing
comes up to his mouth and it's like over the top, like, and he's like, he's holding it like that. For the listeners can't see this, but he's holding
in
it
in a shush
vertical
formation.
Yeah.
That doesn't work with a full fan.
But, like, it's a fan of feathers in a shush formation.
Okay.
And his eyes
it's really lucky that you could explain that to me, because otherwise Flagon would not have got that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, then I'm going to shut up.
Okay.
Apparently,
so you stop.
I've been taken hostage by this massive duck, and I'm going to obey him.
There's a moment of silence, and then you feel his grip loosens slightly, and he points with a feather to your neck, and then he points with a feather to his neck.
Yeah.
Right. And
just want to make out.
He like wraps inside, and you look down, and you see there's a little microphone.
Oh, in the feather boa.
Inside the boa.
Oh,
right.
Shit.
And so he's giving you all these kind
of army
signals, right? And then like he clamps over both of them, and you both exhale quite deeply.
Yeah.
And he goes, "I'm sorry about all the trouble."
Can we not just break the microphones, mate?
No, they are indestructible. These are special duck microphones.
This is quite weird, because again, the listeners can't see, you have actually got your fist
under
my chin.
Yeah, exactly, and under mine as
threatening.
Well. Yeah, it's quite threatening, but also...
Hang on, try
to
yours.
It's RP.
I'll do
yours. Yeah, you're holding each other.
Mexican standoff.
The Mexican standoff.
Again, no one can see this, but this is fantastically dramatic.
Yeah, exactly, and all the while, Barbossa's over there going, "What's going on?
Hey, who are you? Who's that?"
And you both turn to him and go, "Shh." Like that, right at the same time, and he goes, "My name is Dr. Yuri Vank."
Yuri Vank. Okay.
Yuri Vank. I was the head zoologist at this zoo.
Yuri, what the fuck has happened? Why is everyone a duck?
Okay, what happened? There is a man called Keith. Keith.
I saw.
Very, very crazy.
Yeah.
Scouser, I think. Right? Or similar, okay?
Yeah.
He released all the animals. I think something happened, and he went mad.
Oh, I might know about that.
Do you?
Maybe a duck died on my watch.
Which duck?
Might have been Orville.
Not! And now that he realizes his voice gets too high, and he immediately... He gets like, quack, 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 quack. Like that. Every now and then, quack. Every now and then, by the way, he releases grips on each of you and goes, quack, 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 quack.
And I go, "Oh, what a lovely duck!"
Exactly, like you're keeping up appearances, right?
Oh, okay. I do hope I can feed that one, Barbossa.
Someone must... If you killed Orville... He has gone truly bloodlust.
Yeah, come on, haven't you seen that already?
He has taken prisoner Magical Monty, who used to run the zoo.
Magical
Monty. Do you remember it was Magical Monty's
character,
Magical
Fantastical Beasts
and Boring? Yeah, no, he has taken him. And the only way we are going to get out of this bind
is pretending to be ducks.
Is if we have Magical Monty. I know where we must go to end all of this.
Oh, Tammy, let's do it. Let's break him out.
I know where to find him.
I know, I just said, let's go get him.
You must get me out
of... Dr. Kvank.
Live like duck experience.
Yeah, you didn't like that pun, did you? Stupid Russian prick.
You must get me out of here.
You must figure out a way to do it, and then okay. I will show you where we must go.
Okay.
Right.
Lay it on me.
Okay. He doesn't have a plan.
Oh.
You need to get him out of this dome without Keith noticing. Okay?
How the fuck am I going to do that, Paddy?
Well, you've got to work something out using
your
skills.
Oh, no, but this is not like a typical puzzle in a game where, like, you know, the clues are expertly laid out before you. This is just, what are you going
to
do?
What are you going to do to get Dr. Yuri Wank out of the...
I've got to get him out of the duck enclosure, out of the beard duck. Is there any way out other than the way we came in?
There is an exit. Yeah, there is. It's at the end of the trail.
Keith's probably going to be there, though.
Keith will probably be there.
There's no way he's going to.
And judging by previous experience, if you try and get out the entrance, Keith will probably be there.
Be there
as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Keith was already quite uncomfortable about you going in.
Omnipresent.
Here. Yeah.
Can the duck fly?
The duck. What? Dr. Yuri Wank.
Yeah. Can he fly?
Okay. He puts his things over the microphones again.
You know what? I could give it a fucking go.
Okay, no, we're not doing that then. That means he can't fly, categorically.
By the way, all the while, Barbossa has been filled in on this he's now on board.
My headset. Barbossa, come here, Barbossa.
Yeah, let's assume that you told Barbossa, otherwise he would have ruined this long ago.
Hey!
Why is there a Russian duck man?
All right, so I'm going to beckon Dr. Kofanko over. This is going to be fucking amazing.
Okay,
right?
Follows.
Yeah. I'm going to say, pretend to be a duck more and follow me, and we're going to bust out of here. I've got it. I can charm the pants off Keith, and if not, I can just, you know, we can fuck him up.
I have been in here for many years.
Yeah?
Hang on.
40 minutes.
Yeah, I've been in here for
some,
I've been a long time by Russian scientist standards.
By duck levels.
By duck years.
By three duck moons.
I know how to play duck.
Yeah, well, then do it.
Okay, all right. He
keep close to me. I'm trying to get to you.
He points his bottom out and he's waddling behind you, going crack, 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 and he's sort of doing this. Okay. He's actually quite good at it. He's flapping every now and then. Right.
Good.
And he
good
goes, ducking. "Don't worry, I have got an ace in the hole."
Nice. Okay. Well, then we're going to break for the exit. Keith's there, we're gonna sort him out.
Okay. All right. You head towards the exit. That like you and Barbossa, and you've got this duck following you close behind. And as we predicted, the second you get to the exit, out comes Keith, right? And he's back in the original duck uniform now, to fit in with you. And he goes,
"All right, did you have a good time in the exhibition?"
I said, "Keith, I had a wonderful time. I met a very good friend of mine," and I indicate this duck behind me. I said, "We just need to, we're just going to go out and see some more of the exhibits, if that's all right with you, Keith, my old chum."
A friend?
Yeah, it's this guy, Big Duck.
What's his name?
Big Duck.
Big Duck.
Big Duck. Immediately, I would need to charm the shit out of him now. I'm going to do my little... How do I do it? How do my charm manifest itself? Do I just, like, waggle my bum at him?
Well,
do I wink? Do I give him a bit of a dwarven hair, chest hair?
Well, that's what... Tell me what you're going to try and do.
I'm going to do is I'm going to get really cuddly with this duck. And I'm going to be like, because we've had such a nice time, Keith. And we really want to hang out some more. You know what it's like when you have a duck you love?
Yeah.
And then very pointedly look in his eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's do it.
Roll for it.
Ooh.
Okay.
That was close, man.
For a second, Keith seems taken by this. Like, it's beautiful, love between
man and dog.
And he goes, "I couldn't deny a lover. Go on, you're free to go." And you start walking out, right? And then he goes, "Hang on. Stop.
What's up, Keith, mate?
I'm not sure that he's a dog."
Oh, he's a duck. Why would he not be a duck?
And then Dr. Kvank, right?
Yeah.
He turns and he gives you a wink.
And again, wink.
And he goes, "Kvack, kvack, 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 kvack." And he does this little like wobbling motion, right? And he like gets down on the floor and goes, "Kvack."
Fuck off.
And then an What's egg the comes out of his bum.
Okay.
Lays a little egg.
I don't want to know how that happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a
I'm
scientist.
Gonna find out,
yeah, okay. And this egg lies on the floor. And he goes, "Kvack," like that. And Keith immediately is like, "All right, he's definitely a duck."
Oh, he's definitely a duck.
And Keith takes the egg, right? Yeah. And he's like, "I best have it put this in the hatchery with the others. Enjoy the rest of the zoo thing."
Okay, bye, Keith. Bye.
Yeah, okay, so Keith, he seems pleased and he walks back into the exhibit.
Great.
Okay. And Dr. Kvank, I mean, he has really pulled this off.
He's
and he goes,
such
do
a
not
proud
ask
duck.
How I did that.
I don't want to know, mate. Don't ever
good,
tell me.
Because I don't have an explanation currently. Right, okay, so you're now out. Okay, now that you're out, by the way, basically, you know the things that you had around your neck?
Yeah.
Right. Rip
them off,
like, that's the thing. Now that you're outside, they're demagnetized, mate, of course, you know, because the magnet field that kept them
off. What do you mean? What are you talking
about?
That's
why you couldn't rip off the things, you know, right? Because they were magnets and shit. So now you can take them off. He immediately rips them off you, and he pulls his one off, but his only clothes are the duck garb.
He's got to be a duck.
So Fank is still dressed as a duck. And he goes, quick, we must get to the wall of ducks immediately.
Oh, let's hightail it. Wall of ducks, mate. I'm all about it.
Okay.
This is more my kind of adventure.
All right,
we're
going to
kill some ducks.
Dun, 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 dun. And you all start running towards the wall of ducks. And there, you see it loom ahead of you. This enormous, like, perfect square of ducks, right?
Oh, it's all compressed into a wall.
Yeah, built into a
wall. That's horrific.
Okay, and they're all perched.
Yeah, I know, but hang on. Doesn't matter if they're perched. The top one, what, they're perched on top of each other?
It's like a lattice system.
Oh, ducks, I thought you just meant it was a pile of ducks, because if that happens, then there's going to be crushed duck at the bottom.
Oh, no, don't worry, they are all perfectly placed. Keith wouldn't knowingly harm a duck.
Why do I care about ducks? Just go for it.
Right, okay, you get to the wall, and Dr. Kvank walks up to the wall and says, this is not a wall. This is a cage. Right?
No, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And he starts scrabbling around on the floor. And he goes, do you have a stick? Something.
A stick? Or a big stick, mate.
You got your
staff. Yeah, big
stuff. All right, he goes, give it to me.
All right.
Right? And
give it back.
What he does, right, is he interlocks the stick with a couple of ducks that are on the front of the wall.
Right.
Right? And so it's, like, wedged into them. And he goes, come on, give me a hand.
And we just...
And you all three of
lever
you
it down.
Start pulling.
Nice,
right?
Okay.
And out of the wall comes this perfect cube. A duck cube, right. Okay, and like it just slides out like...
Oh, secret duck door!
Like that. And in the back of the cube
is
basically a door. But it's still made of ducks.
Oh, of course it is.
Everything's duck. I don't know if you noticed, but
it's all
ducks.
Okay,
right.
let's I was about to say, wank that bad boy open.
Well, no.
Rip that bad boy open.
Okay, so you immediately go for the handle, which, by the way, is like a duck's neck. And you pull it, and then as you do... It's a shame that you did that, by the way.
Why?
As you do, quack, quack, quack,
is that a duck?
Quack, duck alarm.
No, you missed a great gag there, mate. A quackson.
A quackson.
Come on.
Oh,
come on.
A quackson.
You're meant to be the duck fan here.
Duck escape imminent and all this kind of thing. And like all these alarms are going off, right? And that's inside, and you see this man, inside, he's naked, he's chained up, and he's got long hair. It looks like he's been there for like centuries.
Oh, Magical Monty.
And it's Magical Monty.
Magical
and
Monty.
He's
bust
like,
him
and
out.
He hisses away from the light and all that, and he's looking around.
Come with me if you want to live.
You set off the Quaxon, you see, because I was going to make that joke. Of course I was, you know, eventually. Of course I thought of that. I mean, you know. And he's like, quick, we have to get him out of here. And, like, he grabs him and, like, you rip out, like, some of, like, the ropes that bind him and stuff like that. He's still shackled and he's still naked, totally naked, right. Very well endowed.
I'm going to say, Jesus, that is so unnecessary. Barbossa, sling him over his shoulder. Let's carry him out.
All right. Yeah! Like that. And he slings him really slowly. Like,
yeah!
He like puts him on, he like secures him with some like what's it called, the thing,
rigging,
that's exactly it. And as you run out, the cube of ducks, right, has started to like disseminate. They've started to come apart. And turns out these weren't real ducks. They go like that, and they're all coming out in different angles. They're coming
out.
Oh my god,
like this. They're robot
and
they're ducks.
And then and these red eyes. And the alarm's going. Hundreds of the fuckers.
How long did you practice doing that noise earlier?
Oh, like fucking 2.5 hours. Right. And basically, you are now confront, and they're building every second.
Oh my
robo
gosh.
Ducks.
Shit.
Okay. And they're all in front of you. What are you going to do?
I'm going to fight those. We've got to fight the robo ducks, right? Or, I mean, maybe we should get away from all the massive wall of robo ducks.
Well, what it seems like is the ducks are. They've come out of the cube structure, and they seem to be building something new out of themselves. So, like, one wing goes up. up and it slips into that like one's neck and then that one's head comes
like
across.
Like a Megazord.
Like a Megazord, basically. They are turning into this
mega
thing.
Duck. Mega duck.
It might be.
Mega robo mega duck. Otaku duck.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I'm going to... No, I was about to say combine the powers of all my friends and we'll turn into the Power Ranger. That's not going to happen, is it? Imagine a Megazord made up of Duckman, Old Man, Barbossa and me.
Pirates and Kvank.
Well, let's prepare. We've got to prepare for battle, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you draw your weapons. Kvank pulls out this base. It looks like a machine gun. It's not, but it's like this definitely... He's a scientist. It's like a ray gun.
Oh, okay, but they're all like little like something out of Rick and Morty.
Exactly, and it was like hidden inside of his feathers and all this and kind of thing. And he goes, I don't know if we can take this many. Flagon, we have to hurry. And why is he turning into this? Flagon, we have to hurry. They're turning into some kind of mega duck. Right, okay. And then, you know, like one of the arms of this mega duck starts forming and it's just a big gun. And it's like, and it's already shooting, like as it's
your
getting
specialty,
built.
Specialty, isn't it?
Like fire, yeah, like firing ducks at you. Like you seem to have a lot of birds thrown at you, like during this thing, right? So it starts firing ducks at you and all this, and you're like trying to bat them away with your stuff. And then Kvank starts charging up his sort of cannon blaster thing.
Nice.
Right?
Let her rip.
Everybody get down.
This is less impactful than a boom, isn't it, that?
And I'm afraid there's just this...
Oh, no!
This tiny little doink, like a laser, but like
water.
A laser made out of jelly just goes onto the floor and he goes, oh, and as he looks up, the duck gun gets centered on his face.
No, not even that, like point blank. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like that, and the duck just goes, quack. And like,
no, hang on, there must be something good there. Quack a little vista, baby.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, there must be, waiter, I'd like to order the bill.
No, shut up. Surely it'd be your bill, sir. That's much better.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah, is that okay?
Right, if there are any more sardonic, you know, Hollywood lines you want delivered, just let me know.
Okay, cool. I'll let you know where he says something cool, right? And he fires this gun point blank into Kvank's head.
Is he gone?
And what happens, right, is Kvank's head, it just explodes. Like, it is really horrible. Yeah. It's like like viscera.
Yeah.
And it's immediately replaced with a duck. Okay.
Oh my god. An entire duck or a duck head?
No, like basically it's an entire duck like lodged into Kvank's neck.
Sprouting out of his neck.
Right. And sprouting into his neck and there's gut everywhere, there's blood everywhere and Barbossa's like, no, Kvank! We were so close! I finally had a friend! All this kind of stuff.
Oh, fuck you, Barbossa.
And Kvank's body falls limp to the ground and you're all, you know, it's all happening in the space of like 2 seconds. But then, Kvank stands again.
Oh, God.
And the red eyes of the duck turn to you. And then Kvank centres the gun at you.
Shit!
And
what? What is that?
It's the end of the episode.
Oh, why did you roll for that shit, you prick?
I'd roll for reality.
Which, you know what? Duck you.
Duck you. Find out next week on Pod Shambles. Choose Your Own Adventure. Part... Like, I don't know, 10?
10? I don't know.
Why not?
Watch out for Clarence, he is a seagull. He's coming over for tea, so lock up your chips.
An episode to remember.
Oh, of course. Buddy. I mean, that was certainly a memorable episode.
I really, like, the way I like to see it is, like, whenever Choose Your Own Adventure ends and it goes back to us, it's like, you know when they go back to, like, the morning programme where they've been watching the trailers for the movie?
And that's back with you in there. Well, that sure was a hell of an adventure, Stan.
Wow, I guess we'll all have to... Tune in next week and see what happens in that.
we'll be gone going quackers in the meantime.
Yeah, I guess we all are on an adventure in a way.
Well, Paddy, I mean, that's something I really need to clear up with you because, frankly, I'm a bit disturbed at the content of that last episode of Choose Your Own Adventure. And
It got a bit duck heavy, didn't it?
In the 20-minute wank break we have between Choose Your Adventure and the end of the podcast, I've drawn up a little test, shall we say.
Okay.
I'm a little bit worried this might be something going wrong in that old nugget of yours.
Is this like
and
a...
I just want to make sure. Just make sure I've got my clipboard here, you know, as all professional test doers do.
Questionnaire.
If you want it to be, we can think of it like that, Paddy. Okay, now what I want you to do?
Right.
Darling, what I want you to do?
I'm really uncomfortable.
What I want you to do is I'm going to give you a couple of ordinary everyday words, right? Ordinary everyday, you know, we use them all the time.
Like bike.
Well, that might be one of them. And you're going to tell me the first thing you think of after I say that word. Now, be a good boy, won't you?
We're going to play word association.
I let's call it the Dr. Havelock Fun Quiz. and the thing is, you can't think too hard about what it is. And even if it's something disgusting, even if I say wank and you immediately go dad, that's fine.
What?
That's fine.
You thought of that.
I mean, did I? Did I, Paddy?
Yes.
Or did you tell me to think of that with your wrong head?
You know how susceptible I am to being fucked with.
You know, like, the time, I'm sure we told the story on the podcast before when your flatmates convinced you you're a character in an anime.
Yeah, yes! I think we have told them that before.
That's fantastic. Right, anyway, number one.
Okay.
This is any old word. Any old word. It could be nothing.
Okay.
Duck.
Bill.
Okay.
It's because we just did the bit with
passion.
The bill.
Passion.
Live.
Live?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, yeah, like, okay.
Yeah, like, you have a passion for live stuff.
Lizard!
Time.
Why? Now, the other part of the quiz is
do you want to know why I said that? That's
a little bit weird. We're gonna probe that very gently. It's a safe place. It's only me and you and our 80,000 listeners. you'll be fine. Okay. Tell me, time lizard. Lizard time.
Do you know why I said it?
It's lizard time.
Okay, I said it because when you said lizard...
Yes?
I immediately thought of wizard. And I thought of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Why?
In Yu-Gi-Oh! He had a card called the Time Wizard that he used, like, every... He was like, the Time Wizard!
No, he had, like, Dark Sorceress, Magician.
I bet you he has... Time Wizard is one of his favourite cards that
send in your answers, listeners, to podshambles@gmail.com or on Twitter.
Doctor, do you mind if I smoke?
Podshambles. I really do, but I think it'll be fine as long as you don't pretend it's a phallus.
Okay.
You can also email us at podshambles@gmail.com if you can think of a card in Yu-Gi-Oh! Called Time Lizard. Mm. Anyway, carrying on with the test, Paddy, let's talk suck.
Bye.
Whoa! That's nice and Freudian. Well, we'll put a big tick next to that.
The annoying thing is, no matter how wise I get to this, I have to live by the rules of you say whatever comes first.
That's the great thing. That's the great thing. Okay, stick.
Door.
Right, door. No, carry on. That's fine. That's fine. That's one of the less bad ones. Okay. Lick.
Rigorously. I'm sorry.
This is going to be one of the best fan fictions I've ever written. Okay.
Okay.
We'll calm it down a bit. Archery.
Western.
Okay. I mean, there's immediately a bit of a...
Like a cowboy western.
Yeah, the Indians were doing the archery.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys
and
famously
in westerns.
Only had guns.
Yeah, and bows. And... Cowbows.
Okay.
Cowbows.
Brother.
Bow boys.
Brother.
Sister.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm sorry, but I had to say the word brother to think of that.
No, that's fine. That's absolutely fine.
I've got two of each.
Zach.
Cole.
Oh, that was smooth. I thought you were going to say cold or something really horrible.
Cunt.
All right. Bed.
Stick.
Okay, and now penis.
Help.
Oh, that's a dark story there. Okay. One more. Vagina.
Monologues.
Penis.
Look. What?
Penis.
Monologues.
Penis.
Monologues.
Penis.
Soliloquy?
Anus.
Doctor.
Okay, and now, just no pressure on this one.
Okay.
No pressure on this one. Lorry.
Bullets.
Bullets?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're gonna dig down into this one, Paddy.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got a lorry on one hand. You know, your co-pilot, your friend of, 12 years, right? You know, your confidant, your chum. And I have bullets. Now, what are some... You don't need to think of the first words that come to this, Paddy. What are some words you might associate with bullets? Maybe, for a gun, that's certainly one, isn't it?
Octane.
Dying is probably one of them. Blood.
Rubber.
Wound.
Rubber.
Wound, yeah. Fry rubber.
Rubber bullets.
I don't think that's what you were thinking of. Now, tell me, Paddy, what about these two concepts linked in your head?
Do you want the honest answer?
I know I want the honest answer, please. I am a doctor,
You're
after all.
You're making bullet points on everything I do. And and you said, Laurie, I thought Dr. Havelock is making bullet points.
I'm not sure I believe that, Paddy.
Okay.
I'm not sure I believe that. We're going to have to section you quite badly.
Okay, right.
Speaking of which, sex!
Lies.
Oh! I rest my case, Your Honour.
What? This isn't a court!
You can come back for the results next week. Thank you. Thank you. That's all I've got time for. Thank you.
Do you want me to go?
Thank you. Thank you. Our time's up here. Thank you.
I can't work out.
Thank you. Our time's up here. You are going to go to prison for sex pests.
If you'd be a really good doctor or a really bad one.
I think I'd be a really bad one. I think I'd be... Because I could convince people I was really good.
You're a manipulative doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because, you know, weirdly enough, we talked about this before, I think, but I wanted to... My first career choice was doctor. And I went to... Because we went to, you know, posh old school, and my gran was a doctor, and I quite enjoyed my sciences.
And you examined me daily.
Yeah, and examined you. I mean, I told you that was necessary.
You wear that lab coat, yep, and that weird light on your head for looking up people's bums, or whatever it is.
Yeah, the anoscope, yes.
I often wake up with your little heart thing on my chest, just listening.
Not listening to your heart.
Not dead yet, but he will be.
What if I do this?
That's when I'll get his Xbox 360.
Yes, which I have two of already.
Two of them.
I got two, man. One broke. But I think part of it might be that, because I really enjoyed going and learning about being a doctor. And the one thing that I loved about it was the personal contact. This sounds very sad, actually. The personal contact. No, it was the, like, you know, you're dealing with like a holistic case. You're not dealing with this person has bum troubles. You're dealing with this is a person with all round problems.
Like a biological detective.
Yeah, well, that's the bit that appealed to me. The only unfortunate thing was I was shit at science. Didn't get very far.
No, you weren't. You were
shit at science compared to how good you need to be a doctor. More importantly, and I'm very sorry, Dr. Older, our dear friend, because I know you listen to this, I didn't really try very hard in science. Didn't learn any chemistry. Anyway, but I'm just as qualified as anyone else to do one.
I was very good at physics.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Yeah.
Smashing Newton's cradle together.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I know how to apply force.
Well, look, I'm going to go away and I'm going to put these into the computer, and I know, I mean, these results are not going to be fun.
Yeah.
But we'll find out next time exactly how fucked up you are.
Absolutely. And if anyone at home has any ailments, you can contact Dr. Havelock.
Dr. Havelock, for lunch. That's my... Because usually the doctor's out for lunch. I'm in.
You can only contact him during lunch hours.
Yes.
At Podshambles at Twitter.
Yep.
/r/Podshambles on Reddit. This is a shambles on YouTube.
Nice.
Podshambles@gmail.com.
Yep.
Or
wrap it up in your own feces and smear it on my window, because that'll get my attention double quick.
You see, this is where I'm going to psychologically analyse you.
Oh, don't analyse me.
Because you have made that joke before.
No,
and
I
think
haven't.
You're quite anally fixated.
I don't like poo at all.
I don't like... But why are you looking at me like that?
Before we finish, there are going to be lots of Hearthstone videos going out this week. Pat and I have been playing loads of Hearthstone.
Yeah.
We've been fucking loving it. If you like it, let us know, because they've done very well. People seem to be watching them.
Yeah.
And we're going to book in some more time with our good friend Liam and do some more Sunless Sea for you all. And you and me.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
You and yours.
But we'll see you next time, Pads.
And don't forget, every single Tuesday, Thursday and Sunday is Tell Your Friend About Podshambles Day.
Yeah.
This
is your social media campaign.
But also, if you've already told a friend...
Tell them again.
You have to tell two friends next time.
And then four.
And then four. And they tell two friends. And they tell two friends. And so on. And
so on. Before long, we are king of the world.
Mm.
You're going to be the rose to my Jack.
Right, let's go watch The Walking Dead.
All right, bye.
Love you.
Jerry don't like it, Ben.
Well, no, look at that. I told him, right? So I went, look, Omar, you're head of a guy.
Right.
You're head of a guy. Okay, no. You told your bit. You're head of a guy. I'm just not sure about the hair extensions. And then, you know, obviously one thing led to another. And, you know, it was... Do you mind fucking listening to my story?
No,
then it was the middle of Brunswick, right? On a cold October's evening.
Why don't you
and we
say
just
it
had
whispered.
To fuck to stay warm. And it was really great.
And now louder.
Because his cock is tiny, whereas mine
was pretty
normal size. And we actually both tucked each other off. It was great.
Do that crazy Casbah sound.
You've got the words. Rock the Casbah. Rock the podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks. You're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.